In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is debated to what extent our Lord's observance of the Passover Seder, that annual meal, was like our modern observance. Many think it was a little bit simpler. And yet we know from Luke's Gospel that there were the traditional four cups of wine, the sharing of the matzah, and a meal or supper. It certainly wouldn't be a valid Passover without the prayers and the reading and review of the Exodus from Egypt, especially the command to place some of the blood of the lamb on the doorposts. As God sent the angel of death when the firstborn of every household would die as a last sign to Pharaoh, so he spared his own people, saying, "The blood shall be a sign for you, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." That event and the yearly remembrance of it all pointed forward to its fulfillment on this night, when Jesus, the Lamb of God, was ready to shed his blood on the cross so that everyone who is now washed in his blood will be delivered from eternal death and damnation in the forgiveness of their sins. For years, during Holy Week, my wife and I would host a Passover Seder in our home. And it was funny how every year it just kind of happened that we'd end up with the same number of people as Jesus and his disciples at that first Passover. Did I say first Passover? I should probably say the last Passover. As Jesus and the sacrament he instituted that night is the fulfillment of the command given by God, saying, "This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations as a statute forever. You shall keep it as a feast." Now, as the fulfillment of that feast, which was held only once a year, now we gather to celebrate and participate in the feast of victory of our God every Lord's Day and on other festivals when the sacrament is made available to those who wish to partake of it. Because the Passover has been fulfilled and completed in Jesus, the Lamb of God, who was sacrificed on the cross for the sins of the world, any celebration of the Seder meal today is not a sacramental event, but only a review of history, the history that proclaims Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. On this night, Jesus clearly has his coming sacrifice in mind. The words of institution we hear each time we celebrate the sacrament of the altar only mentions two small elements of the Passover Seder. After the making of Kadesh, the opening prayer of thanksgiving, there follows the washing of the hands, the karpis or vegetable dipped in salt water, then the breaking of the matzah, and the telling of the story of the Exodus from Egypt. Then follows another washing of the hands and the command to eat the matzah. And this is the point when Jesus said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." It was then that the main meal was eaten. How long did this meal take? You can only imagine. Then we hear, in the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup and said, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is the blood which is shed for you, for this is my blood which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Now, St. Luke and St. Paul tells us that this was the third cup of required four cups of wine, the cup of blessing. And in a most interesting detail, don't miss that we're not told that they ever did drink the fourth cup of wine. For Jesus said, "I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When is that day? You might think of the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end, that great heavenly banquet. But then the Father's kingdom also comes to us now in word and sacrament, the Holy Spirit creating and strengthening faith in the heart and imparting the forgiveness of our sins as we eat this bread and drink this cup. But wait. Jesus did drink again from the fruit of the vine before his death, rejecting the drugged wine offered before they nailed him to the cross. It was when he was hanging on the cross. Tomorrow we will hear Jesus say from the cross, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. And when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Could this be what he meant? Is this the Father's kingdom? The cross, Christ crucified. So this is the primary answer to our prayer, "Thy kingdom come." It comes to us by the cross. As Jesus told Nicodemus and us, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. You'll remember that the Lord had sent serpents among his people for their impatience and complaining. And they cried out to Moses, "Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents." But notice, the Lord did not take them away. Rather, he commanded Moses to fashion, of all things, a bronze snake, the very image of the enemy, and lift it up on a pole, and everyone who is bitten when he sees it shall live. Our fiery serpents are our sins. God doesn't take them away just yet, but the damning effect of them. He sent his Son, who is the very image of sin, on the cross. And yet anyone who looks to the crucified in faith will live. Now this night is called Maundy Thursday, from the Latin mandatum novum, the new commandment. Just as Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." Love is the fulfillment of God's law, love to neighbor and love to God. Here at our Lord's table and at the Lord's cross, we learn love. The highest form is God's love, which comes to every sinner in spite of his sin. That is good news, as we say with the Apostle Paul, "For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare to, even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." In the intimate silence of this night, our Lord and King summons us to his love. With him as host, it is truly a royal banquet. So do we, by faith here, participate with all those who have gone before us, as our loved ones who have died in the faith are with the Lord. And here, the Lord is with us, so it is here, by means of this sacrament, that we remain closest to those we miss. For here, we truly gather with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.